news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House impeachment managers wrapped up their opening arguments in the impeachment case against Donald Trump on Friday, imploring the Republicans in the Senate to do the right thing by holding a fair trial.
Members of this body will face the most momentous of decisions. Not, as I said at the outset, between guilt and innocence, but a far more foundational issue. Should there be a fair trial? Shall the House be able to present its case with witnesses and documents through the use of subpoenas, as has been the case in every impeachment trial in history? Now, the president's lawyers have been making their case outside of this chamber, threatening to stall these proceedings with the assertion of false claims of privilege. Having persuaded this body to postpone consideration of the witnesses and documents, they now appear to be preparing the ground to say it will be too late to consider them next week. But consider this: of the hundreds of documents that we have subpoenaed, there is no colorable claim and none has been asserted. To the degree that you could even make a claim, that claim has been waived. To the degree that even superficially a claim would attach, it does not conceal misconduct. And what's more, to the degree that there were a dispute over whether a privilege applied, we have a perfectly good judge sitting behind me, empowered by the rules of this body to resolve those disputes. And when the Chief Justice decides where a narrow application of privilege ought to apply, you will still have the power to overrule him. How often do you get the chance to overrule a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court? You have to admit it's every legislator's dream.
On Saturday, Trump's legal team began their opening arguments. Using just two of the 24 hours they're allotted over 3 days, the Republicans tried to justify Trump's actions towards Ukraine and smear the prosecutor's case and its lead manager, Adam Schiff. Trump's attorneys are expected to wrap up their opening arguments on Monday, not using either the full 3 days or 24 hours available to them to make their case. Then comes questions. Senators have 16 hours to question both sides over the course of a few days. And after that, at some point later this week, will likely come another vote on whether to allow witnesses and new documents. As of Friday night, it appeared the prospect of four Republican senators voting with the Democrats to allow witnesses and new evidence was dim, with some suggesting an acquittal vote could take place as soon as Friday. But that may all have changed on Sunday evening when the New York Times broke the news of the first details from John Bolton's soon-to-be-published book. The Room Where It Happened will be released on March 17th, and claims, among other things, that Trump told Bolton in August of last year that he wanted to continue holding almost $400 million in military aid to Ukraine until the country helped with investigations into Democrats, including Joe Biden. The Secretary of State is our nation's chief diplomat, so you'd think he'd understand diplomacy. But Mike Pompeo couldn't even manage slight civility in an interview with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly on Friday.
People who work for you in your department, people who have resigned from this department under your leadership, saying you should stand up
I don't know who these unnamed sources are you're referring to. I can tell you this.
This is your senior advisor, Michael McKinley, a career foreign service officer with 4 decades experience, who testified under oath that he resigned in part due to the failure of the State Department to offer support to Foreign Service employees caught up in the impeachment inquiry on Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on things that Mr. McKinley may have said. I'll say only this. I have defended every State Department official. We've built a great team. The team that works here is doing amazing work around the world.
Sir, respectfully, where have you defended Marie Yovanovitch?
I've defended every single person on this team. I've done what's right for every single person on this team.
Can you point me toward your remarks where you have defended Marie Yovanovitch?
I've said all I'm going to say today. Thank you.
But it's what happened after the interview that has others in the press corps spilling the beans on Pompeo's thin-skinned and abusive behavior.
I was taken to the secretary's private living room where he was waiting and where he shouted at me for about the same amount of time as the interview itself had lasted. He was not happy to have been questioned about Ukraine. He asked, do you think Americans care about Ukraine? He used the F word in that sentence and many others. He asked if I could find Ukraine on a map. I said yes. He called out for his aides to bring him a map of the world with no writing, no countries marked.
Huh.
I pointed to Ukraine. He put the map away. He said, people will hear about this. And then he turned and said he had things to do. And I thanked him again for his time and left.
And from the Isn't It Ironic files, Mike, do you think Americans care about Ukraine? Pompeo is headed to Ukraine this week. In other explosive recordings released over the weekend, Lev Parnas is the gift that keeps on giving. His attorney on Saturday released a recording from a donor dinner in 2018, during which the president is clearly heard ordering the firing of then U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her. Hooray. Get her out tomorrow. Okay, get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay? Excellent. Do it.
At least 80 people have now died from the Wuhan coronavirus, and at least 2,700 have been infected. The virus has officially gone global, too. 50 cases have been confirmed outside of China, including at least 3 in the United States. Doctors now believe the virus is contagious even before people show symptoms, which could seriously undermine quarantine and treatment efforts. And finally, the world was shaken on Sunday with news of the death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. The basketball superstar was killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. His 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and 7 others also died. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.